The future of the Woodland Park Zoo elephants may become clear in the coming weeks. Back in November, you might remember, the zoo announced it was closing the elephant exhibit and sending the elephants to another zoo. Well, zoo officials say they'll reveal the elephants' new home early next month, but the elephants are now the subject of a behind-the-scenes tug-of-war between the zoo and City Hall. KUOW's Deborah Wong joins us with more. Deborah, what's this fight all about?
Well, the fight is ultimately about where the elephants should live. The zoo thinks they would be best served living in another zoo where they could join another bigger herd of elephants. But there are growing calls in the city to send the elephants to what's called a sanctuary. That's where they could have more room to roam and be in a more natural setting, and where they would not be on exhibit. And city officials, including several city council members and the mayor, have been pushing the zoo, trying to influence the zoo to pursue that sanctuary option.
Now, City Hall is not a zoo, so why are city officials weighing in on what goes on at the zoo with the elephants?
Well, they don't have control over the zoo. The zoo is its own separate institution, but it's quasi-public in the sense that it's on public land. It gets about a third of its funding from the city and from King County, and it runs on this 20-year operating agreement with the city. So even though city officials don't have direct control over the zoo, what they say about the zoo does matter.
Now, we've been hearing a lot of public dialogue on this, but you got your hand on some documents that show that the city has been pressuring the zoo on the issue of elephants in ways we didn't know about before.
Yeah, and the one person at City Hall who seems to be at the center of this is City Council Member Sally Bagshaw. Now, last year, Bagshaw wanted to find out whether the city had any legal authority over the zoo. For example, does the city have any power to dictate what happens with the elephants, or could the city withhold funding from the zoo if the zoo didn't find another home for them? So she asked the city attorney, Pete Holmes, for his legal opinion. And Holmes' office produced that opinion, a six-page document. And the bottom line was that the city could not withhold regular funding from the zoo because that would put it in breach of contract and potentially invite a lawsuit. But there was a caveat. In terms of future new sources of revenue, for example, like new levy money or money from the new Metropolitan Parks District, that was another matter. The city could potentially make that money contingent on what happens to the elephants.
Did Bagshaw's office do anything with that information?
Well, she turned around and wrote an email to the zoo president saying, "I know this is a prickly subject. We need to talk." And she quoted that legal opinion, saying that future zoo funding was potentially at risk. Now, it seemed a sort of veiled threat to the zoo. You know, you either deal with the elephant problem or you risk the consequences of, you know, potentially losing future city funding. Less than a month after that email was written, the zoo announced it was closing its elephant exhibit.
So city officials got part of what some of them wanted, closing the exhibit of elephants. But it's still not clear where these elephants are going, and that's still a contentious issue. So is pressure on that issue continuing?
It seems to be, because in January, Bagshaw's office sent another letter to the zoo, but this letter was signed by a total of five city council members and the mayor, and it asked that the elephants be transferred to a facility that's, quote, focus primarily on the welfare of the elephants, which is kind of code language for sanctuary. Now, the zoo responded with a letter restating their guidelines, describing why sanctuaries are not the ideal place for the elephants, and then stating that they would make a final decision by early March.
So will the zoo's decision, sending these elephants to another zoo or sending them to a sanctuary, put this whole issue to rest once they've decided?
Well, if the zoo decides to send the elephants to another zoo, zoo critics have already announced that they intend to file a lawsuit. And, you know, the zoo is right now under scrutiny on a lot of different fronts. There was a move in the legislature this year to make the zoo subject to the state's public records and open meetings laws. That was after some members of the public and the news media were shut out of a recent zoo board meeting. Now, that effort didn't succeed, but the legislator who proposed it said it's going to come back next year.
What else did you find from your records request?
Well, the one thing that hasn't been reported yet that we found, and this is somewhat unrelated, the city attorney's office at one point looked into filing civil and criminal charges against the zoo over the death of Watoto. That's the African elephant who had to be euthanized back in August after she collapsed and she couldn't get up. Now, we don't know what the investigation entailed because the documents about it were heavily redacted, but the attorney's office did confirm that they had conducted the investigation and, quote, decided not to move forward with any criminal actions at this time.
If the zoo kind of can't make these decisions on their own and they're being second-guessed by City Hall in all these overt and covert ways, isn't the zoo's authority in taking care of these animals or doing what it sees right pretty much being taken away?
Well, I think in the end, the zoo will make a decision on its own. And it could be that all of this pressure behind the scenes is not really going to affect the final decision. The sense that you get from reading the documents is the zoo is going to send the elephants to another zoo, regardless of what officials at City Hall think, and that they will continue to maintain that they're doing what's in the best interest of the elephants.
KUOW's Deborah Wong, thank you so much.
Thank you.
You can see these documents we were referring to at our website, kuow.org.